Right now it is time to head to Jaisalmer, India, where we don't have to worry about Frogger or Atari or anything like that. We'll bring in Arjun Singh. Arjun, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. So what's going on in Jaisalmer while Marshall looks up Freeway, Activision Classics?
Actually, I'm in Jaisalmer right now, but I'm watching Mr. Jackie Miles' comedy show, you know?
Oh, you're watching Jackie Miles?
Yes, on YouTube.
Wow, which one?
Perry Como show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very commercial one, this one, yeah. But with the cigarettes, Gilda enjoyed this, really.
Yeah, I watched that live when I was a kid. And Fats Domino was singing "I'm Walking."
You were in that show? Were there?
No, he was there because he watched.
I was home watching it on TV because Perry Como was done live back then.
What time it was?
It was on in the evening. It was like the Ed Sullivan Show. It was on somewhere around 7 o'clock in the evening. But
the year.
Oh gosh, that was back in 58, 59. I was 5, 6, 7 years old.
Oh, my God. 58. I'm born in 74, so I can't now think what it is.
Yeah, you can think.
Yeah.
It was
a long, long time ago. There's clips that pop up on the internet of my dad on that show, Jackie Gleason show, the Ed Sullivan show, and stuff like that. Yeah.
All right, Arjun, now...
Yeah.
No, now Marshall has to go look up Freeway, the Atari game. So that he can stop mocking me, and so that there will be a radio show next week for you. Anyway, so other than watching Jackie,
that was 2009, which was 2009.
It was 1981, released in 1981.
Yeah.
So what was 2009? Perry Como? No, the game was released in 1981. Anyway. So you are in Jaisalmer. You are watching Jackie. That actually shows how global we really are. You're watching Marshall's father on YouTube in Jaisalmer.
There is a great show on the comedy channel nowadays here in India, and that is the same, the comedy with the Kapil Sharma. It's a show in India here. It's very popular. Almost all the Bollywood stars and they appear there. So I was just searching that, and then I came to know so long ago when there was no color TV, there were no colors because that was black and white. At that time, there were some comedy shows because it started in 2017, and you say that it was in 1950 or 8 or like this 1960. So it's really a long story, but for us, it's something new because it started just a year before, and we are watching that kind of show on the stage when a comedian is live on the stage there, and our anchor is there. He asks some questions, and then the comedian is there. He's replying. So it's the same kind of thing, but it started long ago in U.S. But right now we have here.
And do you think that Gira is developing an interest in comedy?
Yeah, he's really very interested, and he understands English very well. This is good for him because he has read, I think, more than 6 books of Harry Potter, the whole books. So his English, his vocabulary is also improving, and he also participated in speech competitions in the school level. And I got a phone call from the headmistress of the school that your son is doing well, especially in spoken English. So it's really great for me. And he asked me that, do you speak English at home? I said, yes, I do my best, because they want the other kids to tell that when you go back to your parents, because this is an English medium school. So he was telling to them that you should talk in English at home, just like Girdhar and his father, because they mostly they try to speak in English. So Girdhar's English is, thank God for that he is improving, and he participated in a competition where all the students of 12th and 11th grade, and he is from 8th grade, he was there. And he got really a good response there on the stage. He was the only boy there. So it's good for him, and he's really learning a lot of things, and especially this Jackie Miles show. When I told him about Marshall, sir, and his relation with that great comedian, and then he is really amazed to see these things. And because black and white, it's not easy for him to understand why it is black and white. And I explained that even I have seen black and white TV when we had, because the first movie, first color TV, I still remember, we just, I think after 2001 or 2002, we bought a color TV at our home. At the time, we had no color TV. So I was just telling him about these things, and he really enjoys these things, and he likes. I try my best to keep himself away from these screen gadgets But whenever we have these kinds of interesting programs or interesting information, I want him to know about these things.
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't know if in India how long it's been, but in this country, when I was a kid, TV was only on like for an hour or two in the morning, 2 or 3 hours in the midday, and then about 4 hours in the evening. That's all it was on.
I tell you very interesting things that I still remember. I was in class 10th in 1989, and our first TV set came in Jaisalmer, and that was kept in a shop, and there was no electricity in the shop. Only the TV set was there, and we every day used to spend more than 3 to 4 hours just watching the set, not any program on the TV, because there was no electricity, but only the TV set was there. So I spent many hours just only watching the TV set, not any program there. So it came in 1989, I remember. So yeah. First TV came in Jaisalmer.
No, and because Marshall and I have talked about this, we remember there used to be something called a test pattern, because it wasn't on all the time. So it was just one image that just sat.
And the image normally, and this sounds crazy, had an Indian with an Indian headset in the middle of it. I don't know why they did that, but then it had all the other these numbers and stuff. And that and what this test pattern was used for was to calibrate the TV signal for the engineers. And so they would leave it up when the TV stations were off, so they could calibrate it for when the TV stations came on.
At that time, we also need one person just on the rooftop, because we need a person to just keep the antenna in the side in that way, so we can get the good signal. I remember you need every time when there is a program, one person is sitting on the rooftop and having that antenna just removing from one side to other side, then you can get the pictures. And we have TV sets with the shutters. I think if you have, we have the with the shutters, you can close the shutters and then you can just open that. So it was really fascinating long ago in 1989 and 1990. I remember it when the first TV came in Jaisalmer. But by the way, now everything is fine. And I just uploaded a photo of my school students. Only 4 girls who passed the class 8 out of 30 boys, and they got 4 bicycles under a government scheme from the state government. And I just posted a photo on Facebook with my 4 girls students with bicycles.
Well, congratulations to them. That's very good. So percentage-wise, did they do better than the boys?
Yes, they got good marks, and the only thing is that they are the only girls from the village who are coming to school in the 9th grade, because mostly when they pass the 8th grade, they are 13 or 14 years old and their parents don't want them to come to school, because we have co-education boys are there. But first time they are in, because this year we have 6 girls in class 10th and 4 girls in class 9th. So it's just a big, big thing, because the girls, especially when they pass 8th class, they don't come to the school. So it's because of the they are in the class, they are coming regularly. We say, especially I send their attendance to the education department, and I told them that they are getting good marks. And so under a scheme, the girls, if they are just coming regularly to the school, and if they are working, if they are doing good in the class, then they get bicycles. And if they pass class 10th, then they get laptops. So I think this year my 6 student girls are going to get laptops also.
I think that's spectacular. I really do. Let's go back to the spoken English for 1 second, though, because if longtime listeners, regular listeners, know that a couple of weeks ago you had to go to spoken English class, which of course was
class. Yeah.
Kind of like Marshall going to radio school. And you sat through the thing for 5 days without revealing your proficiency, which is great.
Yeah.
But when the Girders teachers are telling the students to go home and speak like Arjun and Girda, I mean, there's that missing component, which is that you speak English very well.
Yes, it's just because of my practice. Thanks to the Robin Hood Radio, you and Marshall, sir, because I got this wonderful opportunity. Every week I get myself ready. Yes, I will have to speak and people will listen to me. So I keep myself in practice, because the best way to learn a language is to use it. If you don't use it, because there are so many students in the class of Girders, they are very good at the grammar, but they can't speak a single sentence of English because they are not in practice. So Girders get this practice, because I do my best, and whenever we are at home, we try to speak in English, because we know it's an international language, language that opens windows to the world. So I'm doing my best that, Hindi is quite okay, because it's our mother language and we speak a lot. We write in Hindi. Whenever we go in the offices, Hindi is everywhere. But I want him to learn English and speak fluently, because even we have many teachers here, they have master's degree in English literature, but they can't speak a single sentence of English because they know very well about the grammar, but they are not practiced. So thank God, it's just because of my radio show, I got this wonderful opportunity. And even the Girdar, whenever he listens to my show, he's always impressed and he is encouraged, and he wants to keep this kind of trend continue, because he says, when I'm grown up, when I pass my 8th grade or 10th grade, when I will get the chance to speak on radio, I will keep this show continue around the world with Gajveer Singh, around the world with Girdar. So he it inspires him a lot.
That's terrific. That's
around the world with Girdar. That sounds pretty good to me, you know.
he will do his best. He's getting ready for that, sir.
Okay, well, we're out of time now, but this has been a very interesting conversation. And once again, thank you for your perspective from
over there.
Over there in India.
Around the world. Halfway around the world.
And thanks for your honey remedy.
All right.
Good. Yeah, you sound much better. That's really great.
Yes, it was really, it was effective, and I told to each and every person right now here in Jason that if you have any problem like with the cough, use honey with sugar.
Yep.
And I think remedy is going to just, I think, in every home right now, because we have honey, but we didn't try it. So I did it, and I got the result, and I said, now it's okay, it's fine, you can use it.
Yeah, it's an anti-inflammatory, it really works well.
All right, Jim, we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
That is Arjun Singh.
He does
and we just went around the world.